Hello.
I think we're feeling a little bit kooky right now.
It's been a really weird week.
Yeah, we have the giggles.
So we were in Miami over the weekend, and for Pride, it was like Miami Beach Pride, and Elvis was the Grand Marshal, and so we were there, and it was amazing. But what I realized is that we have all been with each other now for like 3 weeks unedited, yes. Nonstop.
Yeah. I've seen you guys in the last 3 weeks more, an actual statistic, more than I've seen myself naked.
Really?
Yeah. I'm like, by far. And if I'm alone, I'm naked, which means I get zero time away from work.
Yeah. That's funny because I'm a never nude. Like, I don't ever want to see myself naked. I don't ever want to see anyone else naked either.
See, I'm an always nude. And every time, like when I get home, it's like clothes off.
It's like that Bruce Almighty scene where you just like throw stuff back.
Yep.
Yep.
And the clothes just go, and they're off. Mm-hmm.
I take my clothes off, but then I put on, with no underwear, my sweatpants that I can like tie underneath my chin.
Cozy.
Like full body sweatpants. Because I love not wearing underwear. Yep. Underwear is the devil.
It really is.
So constricting. That's my post gift to myself after yoga. Like if it's after yoga, you can put money on it and win a lot. I'm not wearing underwear.
Yeah. Really. You gotta air that crap out.
Yeah, leggings off, sweatpants on, other leggings on. Nah, yeah. Free girl. Yeah.
I actually wore my pajamas into work today. That's how I was like. So I sleep in a hockey jersey, and the pants that I wore are short enough that you can't see them.
I'm taking a picture of this. Bethany, stand up.
Okay.
Stand up.
Hold on.
We're gonna post this. This is her pajamas. You are a 90s sitcom. Guy's wet dream.
Yeah. Well, you know, guys have this thing about girls in jerseys. I said this to Bethany before. I said, you look really cute in that jersey. We're going to go to a game. We're going to drink some beers. And then I'm going to come home and have sex with you.
But it's like they're the most comfortable thing in the world because they're so big and oversized that literally none of it is touching my body.
But that's not as comfortable as naked, I don't think.
But it is as comfortable. It's as close to naked as you can be in public.
Yeah. I mean, there's a lot of air underneath that jersey between you and the clothing.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Fit another person.
It's like a wind tunnel.
Yeah, guys love it when you wear their clothes.
Why is that?
I don't know. Because I wouldn't love it if a guy wore my clothes. I'd be like, that's weird.
I'd love it, but I'd be cracking up. And I'm that kind of person.
Like, please take off that romper. You're stretching it out.
I would say that exact thing. That's my Wednesday romper. That's my good romper.
Those
good
pearls just don't look right on you.
No. Not fresh water for you, hon.
You're too classy. I love it. Speaking of pearls, Gay Pride Weekend.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was amazing.
I didn't think I was going to like Miami.
Really? No? You've never been before?
I'd never been. Florida's just not a state that I visit that much.
Mm-hmm. Fair.
But I actually had a really good time.
What did you like about it?
And Miami's really chic.
Yeah.
I had no idea. I was kind of expecting like a regular shore town. Like, you know, the Jersey Shore has a tendency to be sort of trashy sometimes.
Sure.
Even though I love the Jersey Shore with every ounce of my being, especially growing up in New Jersey. But Miami, the hotels are like amazing.
Oh,
and
yeah.
The Art Deco architecture. And we were walking around with our friend Skiri, and he was just giving us all this history about signage and building codes and just an amazing city.
Yeah. And it's funny. He can make building codes sexy somehow.
I know.
I'm like, oh, wow. Codes.
And interesting.
You can't like break down. Apparently he was saying you're not allowed to touch any of the structures in the area we are.
Yeah.
So even if it's now like a rent-a-car place, it still has the original sign from when it was like this old-timey hotel because the sign is part of the structure and you're not allowed to touch the structure of anything.
So cool.
I was like being in an outdoor museum.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you definitely have to step up your game when you're on South Beach.
Yeah, everybody.
I like traveling to places where I have to play dress up and, you know, get like new clothes or wear different kinds of clothes than I normally would.
Yeah.
Because it's fun to pretend to be somebody else, and that's kind of how you feel.
You girls look great.
Oh, thank you. So did you.
I did not get the memo. When we went out for dinner that one night, and I'm pretty sure someone took a picture, you, Bethany, were wearing these heels. You had your lip on and a beautiful flower in your hair and your short dress.
She was garden party chic.
She was garden party chic. You had this Kathleen flowy dress that I love on you.
Thank you.
I've seen it a couple times.
Oh,
never stop wearing it. It is perfect for you.
Thank you.
And just these flats that you looked so kind of regal and elegant. And I'm like, I literally wore that t-shirt to my first date after college. Like, that's literally. So, yeah, I'll catch up next time. Now
you
I know.
You look so fine. But have you guys ever been in that situation where you show up somewhere and you're dressed totally inappropriately?
Yes.
My life.
I tend to try and be more fancy because then I feel less awkward. But I have showed up in sweatpants or like when we have a surprise guest here in studio and I'm like still wearing my makeup from the night before and a baseball cap and 4 day old hair. I'm embarrassed. Yeah. I'm really embarrassed.
The first time I ever went to LA for work, that was the first time I'd ever been to LA, comma, and it was for work, comma. And they had an event for us at the Soho House. Now, knowing now what I know, I would have packed like a gown.
Oh, yeah. Dear.
But I'd never been to LA. I didn't understand that in LA, casual means dress the f*** up.
Yeah.
And so it was a press junket. And so I asked the people at the hotel, what am I supposed to wear tonight? Like, do I wear jeans? They're like, jeans are fine. And I said, okay, great. So I show up to the Soho House in Los Angeles in jeans, a t-shirt, like a blue t-shirt with a skull on it that says Minneapolis. And I think like I maybe had heels.
Yeah.
And when I got there, I was so profoundly embarrassed because everybody else was wearing like tight leather dresses, cocktail attire, because they understood that this is what this was. But I was so naive still at the time that I just didn't understand.
I don't get how that means casual, though.
And the girl told me, she's like, jeans are fine. But I think she was being polite. I think she could tell that I was like, dur, 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 dur.
If they're diamond encrusted, they're fine.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, every city sort of has its own style. And I use Pinterest to figure out what to pack everywhere I go. I'm going to Savannah in a few weeks, and I've already typed in like Savannah style into Pinterest just so I can see kind of what the feel is, because it's totally different than Miami style, than New York style, than LA style.
That's really smart. Yeah. Or if you're traveling, you know, to London or Paris, or if you're anywhere you're going on vacation, if you're going to the Jersey Shore, knowing what kind of to wear so that not necessarily you have to follow along, but just so you feel more comfortable and you feel like you fit in a little
bit.
You guys are smart. I'm over here like smelling t-shirts and making sure I can wear them that night. You guys are Pinteresting stuff. I'm just going to call you next time.
Yeah. That's what we're here for, girlfriend.
Thank y'all.
I'm excited you're going to Savannah. I'm a little jealous. I've never been. I heard it's the most haunted city in the United States.
I'm so excited. My mom and I are going, and neither one of us have ever been. And we're just going to eat good food and visit plantations and take lots of pictures. And
go
just,
on a ghost tour.
Yeah, we'll definitely do that.
There's like the most beautiful street in the U.S. It was voted. I forget the name of it, but if you Google it, it's there in Savannah. I've driven past it, and it's really, it's quite breathtaking.
I'm looking forward to it.
By the way, can I tell you guys? So I have this bag of crispy, crunchy chickpeas for snacking and topping.
Okay.
Sitting here to the left of the microphone, and all I can think about is eating it. And I'm like,
what's stopping you?
Because I don't want to crunch into the microphone, but all I want to do is eat this bag of chickpeas, and I'm trying really hard to focus on the conversation at hand. But I love eating so much that if anything, like people who buy food and then like set it down and do other things. Like, how the hell do you do that?
I don't know. Chickpeas, and while you're at it, can you pass me that little pack of peanut butter behind my peanut butter?
Where's the peanut butter?
I have a big peanut butter, and then behind it, I have a smaller peanut butter.
You know, funny story about chickpeas.
Thank you. There was
this restaurant in my town, and it was the town inn, and they had a salad bar. And we always went there for special occasions, and I always ate the chickpeas. Like, I'm like 10-year-old girl. I'm like, oh my God, these are the fancy things that they keep in the salad bar. And I didn't even know what chickpeas were until I got into college because it wasn't something that my mom kept in the house.
You were doomed to be fabulous.
Yeah, I always wanted to go there just to eat the chickpeas. I thought that you could only get them at fancy restaurants.
But Sam, hold on, I have to chew.
Yeah, me too.
But Sam, you're one of those people who can buy food and then put it down.
Mm-hmm. What? Sorry, I'm eating.
I came in this morning, Sam had this is disgusting. No one wants to hear people eat.
I feel like this is the closest. I'm like 1 degree of separation from Skiri right
now.
That's
so gross.
That's okay. It's like you're chatting with your best friend with a mouthful of salad. And you're like, oh,
I feel like that's what's happening. That's the problem. I'm comfortable.
But Sam, you had a protein box from Starbucks sitting on your table.
I did.
And you were doing other things. And all I can do is look at the protein box. How long did that protein box sit there unopened?
Long enough for the cheese to be warm when I finally got to it.
What are you thinking of?
Sometimes
you should be thinking about the food.
Sometimes warm cheese is tastier, though.
I know. I'm going to be perfectly honest, Bethany. I forgot about it.
I hate you people who forget about food.
Because I was given a lot of stuff really last minute today, which is fine. But I didn't see it right in front of my face. So it was a nice surprise when I finally focused into the foreground and I saw a protein box waiting for me.
Yeah. My sister, my younger sister, and my mom are those kind of people who are like, oh my God, it's 6 p.m. I haven't eaten all day. I forgot.
I hate those people.
Yeah, no, that's not me. I wake up in the morning and I'm like, yes, breakfast.
I have all of my meals ahead of me today. As soon as I finish eating, I'm like, when am I going to eat again? I wonder.
I know. I know. That scene from Trainwreck where Amy Schumer almost passes out and she's like, I haven't eaten anything today. All I did was go to Starbucks and I had 2 croissants, but they were tiny. A bag of chips. Just some Qdoba. Like, so breakfast, yeah. Dinner, and a lunch and a snack.
Yeah. Pretty much.
Yeah, I love Amy Schumer.
I know. I want to marry her.
Yeah, me too.
I'm done with the peanut butter, guys.
You just ate all of your peanut butter out of the jar?
Oh, goodbye.
Good job. Did we have topics to talk about today?
Nope. Crap. I mean, we did. We never got to. And what time? How long have we been doing this?
About 10 minutes now, so we're halfway through, I'd say.
Hey, do you guys believe in ghosts?
That was the topic.
Hey, that's a transition.
We had the perfect transition with your Savannah ghost town,
yeah,
too.
Oh, there you go.
Damn it, you guys.
We missed it.
All right. Do you... Wait, so who... Sam, this was your topic?
The ghost. Yes, this was my topic. Hold on. Malfunction.
Oh, God.
Headphones plugged back in. We're good.
Okay, great. Thanks.
Yeah, so I just wanted to know... This is half a question because I know the answer is yes, but I want to know more. Have either of you had any ghostly encounters in your life, and what was it that happened?
Sure.
Bethany's chewing.
Yeah. I believe in ghosts for sure, and yeah. I definitely believe there's spirits around us all the time.
Good and bad.
Good and bad, okay. Yeah. I can't say that I've had one particular ghost encounter, but sometimes I'm just walking through my house and their temperature changes, like very specific in like a corner or a part of the room where there's no fan blowing, no heater on, and I do believe in that moment we're kind of in between worlds when you kind of feel that temperature change or you feel a touch. You hear your name.
Ooh, no, never.
I hear that stuff all
my
the time.
My name? Nuh-uh. Yeah. Uh-uh. So you have had. That's like, yeah. To me, that's just as tangible as anything else. Mm-hmm. That's really, and it doesn't creep you out, does it?
No.
I can see by your face.
You know, it doesn't. And I've always wondered if I had this ability. I'm very good at reading people's emotions. I'm a Pisces. I feel like that has a lot to do with it. And I'm also a huge daydreamer. I feel like I'm very in touch with somebody. Even if they don't outwardly look upset, I can kind of feel that they're upset.
Okay.
And I've always wondered if I had that special intuition with the, you know, the outer world where I could kind of feel, you know, not as much as people who really can speak to ghosts, but just a little bit of, you know, outer world intuition.
I bet it's like being born with relative pitch. Like, I bet with training,
yeah,
you can focus into these interesting extra, you know, mm-hmm. powers that you might have and really be able to figure some crap out.
Yeah.
Which scares the out of me, but is fascinating.
I'm sure there are other people out there too who feel the same thing.
I had a friend in high school that
way. Phantom touch, some temperature change, just a feeling that suddenly comes over you.
Yep. She swore that she would see people, and there were people who would visit her regularly. And to this day, I wouldn't know. Like, is she kidding? Is she screwing with me? But we'd be talking to you the same way we talk about anything. She had no fear of them, and she thought they were just there because they were only able to communicate with her. They didn't give her tasks or anything, but she spoke to ghosts. And
wow. Kathleen, do you meditate?
I don't meditate.
Because I feel like if you did, that might really help.
Yeah. You know, one strange thing that happened to me or has been happening to me, I had these visions of this very important person in my life dying. I would get visions of their funeral and how I would feel at their funeral. And I would just be like walking down the street and it would come to me and all of a sudden I'd be sobbing. And I had these for years and years and years. And finally that person got very, very, very sick.
Oh my gosh. Yeah.
Isn't that crazy?
Is that what you pictured or?
It was, I mean, God forbid that person ever died and that person's still alive and doing well. But something happened to that person and I knew even years before it happened.
It was like warming you up. Holy crap. What about you, Bethany?
Yeah, well, I've talked about it before. My friend Dave Schrader does a paranormal radio show out of Minneapolis. It's called Darkness on the Edge of Town Paranormal Radio Show. Darkness Radio, shout out. And so I used to go ghost hunting with him when I lived in Minneapolis. And there was, I've had a bunch. I lived in a haunted house for a couple of years in high school. But there was this one time where we're ghost hunting at this. It was like this abandoned soap factory. And it's called the Soap Factory. And I think it was like a club and they held like haunted houses during Halloween in it. But it was this the old factory. And so we went up into the attic and they had this ghost hunting tool where it has like a dictionary programmed into it and then it just like spits out random words and there's no timing of it. Like sometimes it's silent for several seconds and then it'll spit out a couple words. But the theory is that the spirit can sort of pull what word they want and that will get spit out. That's the theory. So a bunch of people are standing kind of in a circle with this machine in the middle of it. And I came into the attic late. And so I'm walking towards the group. And as soon as I join the circle, the machine spits out the words radio, music, blonde, blonde, music, radio. And they all slowly turned and looked at me. And I'm like, no. Okay.
Nope, that's, my nipples just got hard.
No. Yeah, it was really crazy. We also heard, we were all on the main level, and we heard pigs squealing, like screaming in from above. And no one else was in the factory with us. And then we remembered, oh, it's a soap factory where they used animal fat to make soap.
Gosh.
And so, you know, how else would there be these screaming? I mean, it was just really, really bizarre, but also sort of comforting in a way to know that if you're afraid to die or if you're afraid of what comes next, there may actually be something on the other side, you know?
That's a really positive way of scaring the crap out of me.
What about you? You had any?
Yeah, I think I've had two very different ones, but to me they're mad solid. So I'm going to start with like the lesser sad seeming of the two. I had my vocal coach in high school had the flu, so we thought, and he thought, and he refused to see a doctor. And unfortunately, it turned out he had a brain aneurysm.
Oh my gosh.
And he didn't come to work one day, and one of our friends went to check on the house, and he had passed away in his sleep. So that was to a sophomore in high school who saw someone every day and after school was crazy traumatizing. And I was so not comfortable, especially because my dad's a doctor, with the thought of like someone passed away that could have been treated and prevented. And it wasn't sitting well with me at all. And then one night it was in the middle of the night, I was sleeping and I opened my eyes, and you know how sometimes, like if you're looking at a light and then you turn off the light, you still see light in front of you.
Yeah, totally.
It was as if that happened, which again, I was sleeping, so there was no light the whole time. And it was his shape, and I could tell it was his shape because of his hair. He had a very specific hairstyle, and I saw his hair. And this light thing, this lasted milliseconds, but anyway, this light thing was traveling closer toward me and chilled toward the foot of my bed and was just standing there, and then like faded away as the light does once your eyes readjust. Wow. And that was it. And I wasn't scared and I wasn't uncomfortable or nervous, and I was like, damn, Goswitch, what's up? Like that was it. So that was the one physical one. And then, I mean, it's going to sound like, the craziest buzzkill, but I swear to God, it was really comforting to me. I had a friend in 8th grade commit suicide, and not something you're ever ready for or expect, of course.
Especially that young.
Yeah, it was really, it was something else. And same story. I couldn't like feel comfortable in my own shoes. You're walking down the hallway and everyone's crying for weeks. It was wild. And that was the first time I was sitting and thinking like, what happens after death? Like, where's Sean? And, I was just miserable about it until a few weeks after I had a dream that he and I passed each other in the hallway. And in my dream, he was already dead. Like I knew it.
Yeah.
And he looked at me and he turned into this big beaming light behind him and he smiled and we just hugged. And in my dream, we hugged for maybe like 20 minutes, not a word. And he looked at me, his hands on both sides of my face, and then he disappeared. And I woke up and I was like, you're around, you're chilling, and you're doing pretty well. Yeah. So like those two things, it was much more than a dream. It was an entire story. Like that was the only dream I had the whole night, and it lasted forever.
Wow.
So those two, I think I'm with the two of you. Mm-hmm. We're not very polarizing this episode because I do think that spirits are around. I don't know what they can do. I don't know what the hell's up, but twice they came to like put their hand on my shoulder and help me like chill out about stuff.
Wow.
And it's sort of like with placebos a little bit, where, you know, if you take something, and it's like if you take like one aspirin, just the knowledge that the aspirin is in your body will make your headache go away or whatever,
of
right?
Of course.
So I sort of believe that even if these things that we're experiencing, like Sam, if these dreams or, you know, the vision that you had isn't even real, like it's our incredibly powerful brain doing things, mm-hmm. the fact that it brings comfort, like, I don't think it really matters.
Yeah. Excellent.
Absolutely.
So I do thoroughly enjoy like all that paranormal crap. Like all of my podcasts that I listen to.
You are with like the, all this kind
you
of
do.
Crap.
You, oh, go, yeah. You go on a ghost tour every city you visit.
Constantly. I mean, yeah, Kathleen, you went on the ghost tour in Chicago with me.
It was so fun.
It was fabulous. Yeah. So the podcast that I listen to besides, you know, the Elvis Duran 15-Minute Morning Show podcast, there is Darkness Radio, which is through iHeartRadio. That's my buddies. I also listen to The Black Tapes and Limetown and Tannis and Lore and The Nighttime Podcast. And it's just, The Nighttime Podcast is fabulous because it's just this guy telling scary stories.
Is that one the next one I'm going to listen to?
Yeah.
I was obsessed with Limetown.
Oh, Limetown.
Oh, God.
If you're looking for a really good podcast, about that's, you know, it's a fake story. It's written, but so well written and so captivating. Limetown is it.
Yep.
Yep. And The Black Tapes and Tannis. Tannis tweeted me and I fangirled so hard.
That one's on my list. I think I have to start listening today.
It's fabulous.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, wait. I have one more really quick example of wildness in seeing people. I stopped seeing a guy once because we were dating for a couple months and then he got really comfortable like between date like X and Y, way too cozy. And when I forced out of him, why? Like, what's up? We didn't have any discussion or anything. He admitted to me that he's seen a phantom woman 5 times in his life, and it's either before a serious tragedy in his life or before something incredibly awesome. And he said he thought he saw her before our first date, and he definitely saw her after another one.
And how did he know it wasn't the tragedy?
I know. I think it was. So I'm like, boo-boo.
Oh, no.
Put a plastic bag around my head.
No.
Jesus.
Oh my gosh.
Talk about expectations.
He's like, so we're going to get married. And I'm like, oh, I think you read this one wrong,
yeah,
sugar.
Yeah.
And then he stepped out into the street, got hit by a bus.
Very Regina George of him.
Yeah.
Yes, absolutely.
You're like really pretty.
Should we go around the room and talk about one thing we learned, or do you want to do one thing that makes you happy?
Oh, either or.
Oh, that's a nice change.
Yeah, or something you're obsessed with.
Oh, let's do something you're obsessed
yeah.
with.
Both are looking at me.
Yeah, go, Sam, go. By the way, Sam's hair is in this adorable stage right now where she can make it into 2 teddy bear ears.
It's a nice way of saying
it's
crazy.
I think we should all come in with our hair like that and take a photo.
Done.
Okay, I'm cool with that.
So cute.
Okay, something I'm obsessed with right now. Come on, guys. You know, I'm gonna go with something I learned because the obsessed with is yoga and everyone's going to go, that's it, because I'm boring. But something I learned from Bethany, I deadened my nerves when it comes to do I have to pee?
That's a thing.
No.
Yeah,
really?
You guys know me. I'm not like, oh, I think I'm going to go to the bathroom now. I'm like, I have to go to the bathroom. And I run.
0 to 60.
Yeah. Yeah. And I thought it was because I lost my ability to hold. And Bethany told me, no, it's because I've been holding for too long. And the nerves are dead until it's happening.
Well, that's tough when your profession makes you hold your pee in.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And this is the world we live in.
I had to get an ultrasound once. Not on a baby, though. On my... I do have like my abdomen checked out, whatever. And she was like, let me know when you have to go to the bathroom because that water in your system then helps the thing look at the thing or whatever.
Yeah.
And so I'm like there for 45 minutes and she says, do you have to go to the bathroom yet? I said, no. And she said, let me just take a look. And she said, your bladder is completely full right now. But because I've worked in radio for so long and we can't go to the bathroom until a song comes up, I can't tell anymore. So it's the same thing.
Yep.
I run home and it is, oh, crap.
Yeah.
Now.
That's what happens.
Yeah.
We're at risk. I'm going to wet myself once and I hope you guys don't love me any less. Once?
We still love you.
You know, we still love you. Kathleen.
Kathleen.
Your turn.
There are these 2 fitness girls that I follow. I'm obsessed with them. In my mind, they're my best friends. They're Karina and Katrina from toneitup.com. And I follow them on Instagram. And if you've ever checked them out, toneitup.com is the website. But they have a huge community of really positive women on Instagram. And they use certain hashtags. It's like Tone It Up. So it's TIU team and TIU community. And it's just when I click on these hashtags and I read these posts of women that are like, yeah, I'm eating healthy today. And my girlfriends, we're all going to go for a walk later instead of going out for cocktails. And I just love Karina and Katrina. And they're about to release their bikini series, which is an 8-week long sort of workout and eating, you know, very positive plan right before summer comes. And, you know, people take pictures of their cool, you know, like their breakfast and they like share recipes and it's about to launch and I'm just so excited. It's what I'm obsessed with right now.
Will you like tweet out that link?
Of course.
From our everything?
I will.
Okay,
maybe
fabulous.
They'll let us interview them for the podcast.
Oh my God, I'd be so obsessed.
I've
been trying to get them on Elvis Duran in the Morning Show. I'm like, Nate, our executive producer, they're very hot. Mm-hmm. You would like them. But they're from California, so it's tough to get them here.
It's very, very early.
Yes.
Yeah, when we're over here.
Yeah.
I am obsessed, actually in a similar vein, I'm obsessed obsessed with going to the gym. And it's not because like I'm not like that.
Yeah.
But I realize that when you go to the gym, there's all this equipment that you've already paid for and they don't make you leave at any particular time. Like, when you go, and this is new to me because I don't go to gyms.
Yeah.
So the moment that I realized, you know what, I really want to work on toning different parts of my body, I'm going to go to this gym. I'm on Nate's family plan, our producer's family plan.
That's hilarious.
And so I go and then like, I can use all the equipment.
Mm-hmm.
And like, I don't have to leave when a specific class is done because I'm just there by myself. Mm-hmm. And I don't answer emails and I don't respond to texts and I just listen to my nighttime podcast and I do everything.
It's a healthy amusement park for you, it sounds
really
like.
It really is.
It's mental rejuvenation.
Totally.
Yeah.
And it's just crazy. And then like, I wonder if I can do this. And then you try it and it's just fascinating. And to anyone who goes to the gym regularly, like, this is not new to you and you think I'm insane, but this is really exciting. It's like when my friend in high school realized that there was a place she could go to borrow as many books as she wanted and she didn't have to pay for them.
What the hell is that?
It's called a library.
Whoa.
What is library?
I'm writing that down.
Yeah.
I love those moments in life that are so mundane, but you discover them.
And then you're late to the party.
Yeah.
But it's fun. I get to watch it through your eyes.
Totally.
I love it.
It's a huge thing. My friend Sherry in high school forgot that rabbits exist. So then she was driving down the street one day and she was like, oh yeah, rabbits.
Holy crap.
I was so delighted because they're adorable.
I want to rediscover puppies.
Yeah.
Oh my God, guys, look. It's 26
minutes.
Oh God,
all right.
I'm so sorry.
If you're still listening, thank you.
Where can we be found?
Kathleen, where can we be found?
We can be found on Twitter at Acquired Podcast and Instagram, Acquired Taste Podcast.
Thank you, Kathleen.
You're welcome.
Bye.